Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to the DDP. The remarkable story of Peter, who is in prison in Acts 12 and 5, sleeping in prison and then being delivered from prison, I think is pretty intense, and here's why. First of all, he's arrested in the fourth verse. He's thrown in prison. He's delivered to four squads of soldiers who keep him, intending to bring him before the people after Passover. And he has to know that the reason he's being held is not just to be brought up. I mentioned yesterday, I wonder what would have happened being brought before the people. What I didn't bring out was that regardless of what the people were going to do, Peter had to know that the intent was to kill him, because verse 2 says Herod had killed James, the brother of John, with the sword, probably had decapitated him. So Peter is in prison, constant prayers offered to God for him by the church in verse 5. Verse 6, and when Herod was about to bring him out, that night Peter was sleeping, bound with two chains between two soldiers, and the guards before the door were keeping the prison. Or the Greek, constantly or earnestly guarding the prison. So there's a couple of things. First of all, there's some sort of fear by Herod and his men that the disciples will try to break Peter out. But that's not the most remarkable thing to me about this story. The most remarkable thing is that Peter is about to die. At least it looks like he's about to die at the hands of Herod. And yet he's asleep. He seems to be resting well, and when the angels wake him up and take him out, he doesn't even seem all that stunned. He doesn't seem shocked. Now, perhaps the literature of the day just doesn't bring out his emotional state. Perhaps he's not really sleeping. Perhaps he's fitful. Perhaps he is amazed beyond words when the doors open. But just based upon the writing, he doesn't seem all that bothered, and I have a theory for that. Jesus told Peter that when he is old, I'm going to go back to John 21, the last chapter of the Gospel of John. He has just restored Peter, who has distanced himself emotionally because of the denial of Christ that he had. Remember in John 13, he said, I'll go and die for you. And Jesus said, not only will you not die for me right now, you're going to deny me. Peter denies him. Jesus comes back from the dead and then has a breakfast with Peter on the beach of Galilee and says to him, if you love me, feed my sheep. He says this in John 21:18. Most assuredly, I say to you, when you were younger, you girded yourself and walked where you wished. But when you're old, you'll stretch out your hands and another will gird you and carry you where you do not wish. And we're not but a decade, maybe 13, 14 years from maybe 15, 16 years from the resurrection. A lot of scholars think Peter was the oldest disciple and that he might have been 20. I don't know if a lot of people realize, but most Bible scholars feel the disciples were in their teens. That would have been the age of a group of men who would have discipled around a leader. Jesus was only about around 30. That would make Peter maybe 45. And by those standards, he is an older man, but not an old man. I believe the reason Peter is so calm in Acts 12 is because he remembers that Jesus prophesied to him that he would die as an old man. And when Jesus says something, Peter has learned to believe it. If Jesus said, let's go to the other side of the sea, it didn't matter if a storm brewed, they made it to the other side of the sea. If Jesus said, you're going to live to be an old man, Peter has no reason to believe he'll die tomorrow. I think there's something to be said for learning the voice of God and then showing calm confidence in that voice in the middle of the storm. It's receiving the peace that Jesus leaves in spite of the circumstances. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.